Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first ever episode of Eastwood Insider, the official podcast of the Eastwood Mall. My name is Johnny Ciccatelli. I'm the Regional Director of Marketing and Communications for the Eastwood Mall Complex, located in Northeast Ohio in the heart of Trumbull County. With everything from arcades to movie theaters, MLB Draft League Baseball, trampoline park, three different hotels, over 40 restaurants and eateries, and some truly one-of-a-kind shops, Eastwood is home to around 200 businesses, making this complex the region's premier one-stop destination to shop, dine, stay, and play. We're recording this episode inside the iHeartMedia booth here in the Eastwood Mall. It's located right next to the food court. So if you're out at the mall and you see us recording an episode behind the glass, feel free to wave, say hi. You never know, we might even invite you to come on and be a guest on the podcast. Every month, you can find a brand new episode of Eastwood Insider anywhere you get podcasts. That includes the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. And don't forget, you can also watch every episode of Eastwood Insider with video. Just go to YouTube and search at Eastwood Mall Complex. So what can you expect from the Eastwood Insider podcast? Well, each episode will look at the month ahead to see what fun and exciting events that we have coming up here at the Eastwood Mall, as well as what new tenants might be opening up around the complex. Every episode will feature an interview with either one of our tenants or a community partner, and you'll get to meet some of our amazing team members who really work hard behind the scenes to make Eastwood such a special place. I'm thrilled to be joined by one of our all-star team members right now. If you've been to one of the many events at Eastwood Mall over the past few years, chances are you've seen or maybe even met our marketing director, Bree Venemilia. She really is a true force here on our marketing department. She's always working very hard to not only plan, but to execute all of the great events that we have here at Eastwood. So thank you very much for joining us, Bree.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Of course, we couldn't do this Eastwood Insider without our Eastwood Insider, Bree Venemilia. So thank you for joining us. Let's talk real quick before we get into our upcoming events for the month of May. We've actually got some new tenants coming to the Eastwood Mall Complex.
Yeah, we have always new things happening here, new stores coming, events every day that pop up. But recently, we have learned that we will be welcoming a few exciting new tenants. The first one will be Phantom Fireworks.
That's right.
They're going to be located near the Meyer here at the Eastwood Mall.
That's right. That's in our Howland Commons area on the complex. They're right next to Chuck E. Cheese. That'll be a big showroom for fireworks.
Yeah, for sure. That's going to bring something unique and exciting here that we haven't had before. Yeah. So that is really an exciting offer that definitely I'm excited to check out, especially in time for the 4th of July.
That's what I was going to say, right in time for 4th of July. So make sure you guys go to Phantom Fireworks here on the Eastwood Mall Complex. Get all your fireworks from there because, you know, it's going to be a great addition here to the mall. And as you said, it really is something different.
Yeah, for sure. So that's one that's exciting for me. But other than that, we also have a new cake shop coming. It's going to be called the Cake Palace. It's going to be located right next to our event center, which is convenient if you're planning your wedding. So you can stop in there, check out the venue, check out some cool cakes that they're going to be creating there. And so that should be a great addition as well.
That's inside the mall. It's, as Bree mentioned, right next to the event center, also close to ICG, some of those places over there. So definitely check out the Cake Palace. You know, that's actually, I love that it's right next to the event center because you can go, you can book your wedding, get it planned, and guess what? Right next door, go design that perfect wedding cake or other event if you have another event coming up. So that just seems like a really cool place. And again, something different.
Yeah, definitely something different, something to check out that you can't really find custom cakes very often. So it'll be interesting to see what they have in the store, and I'm excited to check it out. And other than that, we also have the Exotic Snack Guys.
Yeah, I saw the sign for that one. Sounds very cool.
Yeah, so they're going to have unique snacks, some anime products, and things like that that should be pretty unique also. So three unique options that we're getting here that I'm excited to check out.
Yeah, the Exotic Snack Guys, I looked at their website. They sell a lot of things that you just can't find in other places. Exotic snacks, different kind of foods, maybe foods from different countries, things like that. So that's very interesting. It's actually, that's a store inside the mall. That's down our JCPenney concourse. It's right next to FYE. So look for those new offerings coming to the Eastwood Mall complex. We've also got, of course, every month here, we do so many great events. And again, Bree is our driving force behind these great events. So tell us, what do we have on, you know, on the calendar for May?
Yeah, so for May, we all know that Mother's Day is quickly approaching. So we definitely have some great offerings to shop for your mom here, get her a nice gift. But also, we're going to be hosting a free art event and workshop. We're actually partnering with the Medici Museum of Art for this one. And it's going to be a pretty unique contest. So what's going to take place is May 3rd, we are going to host the workshop. And at the workshop, you'll be able to come. We'll have everything you need, all the supplies, some inspiration. And the mother and child duos will be able to come create a unique piece with their handprint. So we're calling it the Hand in Hand Mother's Day Art Competition. And then after you create your piece, you'll label it with your name, leave it here at the mall for the shoppers to vote on, and we'll pick a winner on the Mother's Day weekend. And the winner will actually receive a spa day. And that's sponsored by the Casala Vida Institute. So they're going to give away a spa day for you and your mom. Definitely come check it out. It's going to be fun. Great way for you to spend time together with your mom for free here at the mall.
That's awesome. Yeah. So bring your mom, bring your grandma. You're never too old for Mother's Day. You know, come on out, bring your mom, bring your grandma, have a good time. Something to do with the family and really celebrate our moms. You know, I feel like our moms never get enough love, right? You know, you grow up, you get a little bit older, you know, never too old to celebrate Mother's Day. And especially for all those little kiddos out there, it's something, you know, they're not out there shopping yet, but this is something that they can give a gift that'll last forever.
So. Yeah, good keepsake. And then I don't know if I mentioned that after the contest, we're actually going to display those pieces inside the museum. So they'll be on display after the contest, winner or not, inside the museum for everyone to check out as well.
Wow. So they'll be on display for the entire week leading up to Mother's Day here at the mall. And then after the contest, they're going to the Medici Art Museum. Is that correct?
Yes. Yep. Wow. And it's going to be a nice Mother's Day exhibit for you to check out as well.
That's fantastic. And coming up before Mother's Day is actually our second Thursday of the month, which was our Therapy Thursdays. So here at Eastwood Mall, the second Thursday of every month, Pup's Path sponsors a program called Therapy Thursdays. Tell us a little bit more.
Yeah. So like you said, every second Thursday of the month, we'll meet in Center Court with Pup's Path, a cute little pet store here at the mall. They have lots of supplies for your pet. And if you've never met their pets there, they have their own pets that actually come to work with them pretty much every day. Louie and I think it's Poof is the poodle's name, but they're kind of local celebrities around here. All the mall walkers know them, but definitely check it out. For the event, though, we gather in Center Court. They are joined by Paw's therapy team. And it's a little bit about therapy dogs, a little bit about what they do and what they do for their owners, and then a chance for the public to pet the animals as well. So a nice low-key event that you can, while you're shopping, stop by and pet a puppy. I mean, who doesn't love to pet a puppy inside the mall? So
exactly. Now, that's one of our recurring events. We do that every month. It's, as we mentioned, the second Thursday of every month. We also have another recurring event. That's our second Tuesday of every month. Now, this month, it works out a little different where the second Tuesday is not until May 13th. So what do we have coming up on May 13th?
Yeah. So like you said, the second Tuesday of every month, we host PBS Western Reserve here for their Tuesdays for Toddlers. And it's kind of themed around one of their characters each month. They have an educational workshop, which includes some dancing, a story based around the lesson for the day. And then they lead the kids into a craft. And sometimes you also will get to meet a character in person. So we have a pop-up about once a year. So keep an eye out for that this year, sometime this summer. But we have a pop-up once a year with a live character in person. And we have a great time every month. So it's a great way to bring the kiddos out in the morning. If you're, you know, a stay-at-home mom or if you're looking for something to do for free, it's definitely a great event to bring your child to.
Absolutely. It's right here in Center Court of the mall, right by our aquarium. It's always a good crowd shows up. PBS, they do, you know, phenomenal programs with us. So that's a great partnership that we have. So Tuesdays for Toddlers, make sure you mark that on your calendar if you've got a little one. Now that week is also a big week for one of our restaurants on the complex, Mission Barbecue, which is located outside the mall in our Howland Commons area. They're actually holding an Armed Forces Week from May 12th through May 17th. Now what that is basically an appreciation, military appreciation days. So every day during the week, they're gonna honor a different branch of the military, give them a free sandwich and celebrate them. So Monday the 12th is actually for the Army. Tuesday the 13th is for the Marine Corps. Wednesday the 14th is for the Navy. Thursday the 15th is for Air Force and Space Force. And Friday the 16th is for the Coast Guard. Now, everybody's also invited back. All of our service members are invited back to Mission Barbecue for Saturday the 17th for another free sandwich. So that is just a great thing that Mission Barbecue does. If you know somebody, active service members or veterans, please invite them out. Have them come out to Armed Forces Week at Mission Barbecue. That'll be really great.
Yeah, that sounds exciting.
And it all leads up to also at the end of that week, we have a big one. Canstruction is coming back. What can you tell us about it?
Yeah, so Canstruction, we partner with the Second Harvest Food Bank. This is our second year running, hosting this event here at the mall. And what Canstruction is an event where teams from the community will come together and put together these giant structures inside the mall, made completely of canned goods. Yeah. So it's kind of interesting to come and see what people are building. This year's theme is going to be games. So every team is going to build some type of game out of cans. Mm-hmm. Our team will be building a Rubik's Cube this year. Very excited. We're still figuring out the logistics. So I'm a marketing girl, not so much a construction person. So it's kind of been a learning curve for me. And I'm excited to build it and definitely excited to do something good for the community and give back to those in need.
It's definitely a fun project. Having taken part in it last year, our team built a giant ice cream cone here in the food court, and it was fantastic. It was a lot of work, but it was a lot of fun, and it came out great. The end result was great. This year, we're moving it from the food court area over to the center court. So we actually have a few more teams. We've got a guest coming up on the podcast in just a few moments. We'll talk more about construction there, but definitely check it out. The build day is Friday the 16th of May. That's where all the teams will come in. They'll be building all day. So if you want to see something cool, come to the mall that Friday. You'll watch the construction or the canstruction of these structures right here in Center Court. The very next day, the 17th, is our judging day. So we'll have a few judges come by. They give awards. Again, we'll talk about all this with our guest here in just a few moments. But yeah, canstruction is going to be fantastic. We're so happy to have them back this year, the Second Harvest Food Bank. It's just a great thing. And this year as well, all of the structures will be up for the entire summer. So people will be able to come by all summer long and vote their choice for People's Choice. It's going to be great. So the next week, it actually leads into another promotion we're doing. This one's called The Best Seat in the House. We're partnered up with River Rock at the Amp. Bree, talk about that one.
Yeah, so for another year, we are going to be partnering again with the River Rock at the Amp. And if you haven't heard about their concert series, they do a super exciting, jam-packed concert series each summer of unique tribute bands, cover bands, and if you haven't been there, they pack the house.
Yes.
So this is your opportunity, a contest we're doing here at the Eastwood Mall. It's called Best Seat in the House. And this is your opportunity to win a great spot, front row, actually, to one of their concerts. So each week, we will be drawing a winner. And you can enter here at the Customer Service Center to win that front row seat and an Eastwood Mall gift card. So we're running that for each concert throughout the summer. And so you'll have to come to the Customer Service Center, put your name in, and listen on Thursday mornings to the Mix 98.9 morning show with Gary Rivers. He'll be announcing the winners. We'll get on the air, we'll reveal who the winner is, and you'll get a great gift card to the mall and the best seat in the house to the concert. So if you don't happen to be a winner of our contest, you'll still be able to get your tickets here at the mall. We are selling them at our customer service center. So if you don't happen to win on the radio, you still have a chance to attend those concerts and get your tickets here.
I love River Rock at the Amp. They've got some great shows there that they do at that venue. What a venue it is too. The Warren Amphitheater, it's a little gem for downtown Warren, Ohio. It is got great acoustics and they just always have excellent bands come there. I've had so much fun there. So, you know, I'm just so happy that we're partnered again with River Rock at the Amp.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm definitely excited. They have a Michael Jackson tribute and a Prince tribute. So I'm excited for that one. I would definitely be, if I could be in the running, that would be the one that I would hope to win. That couch that we have is right up front. So I would love to see, you know, a tribute to that.
That's where you'll sit. If you win this contest, you will sit in that couch. You will have the best seat in the house. So don't miss it. Definitely enter the contest. That pretty much wraps it up for our events in May. We have obviously Memorial Day is coming up at the end of the month. But looking ahead to June, we've got Camp Marshmallow right around the corner. Are you excited for that?
Yeah, we have some. I won't do the reveal until our June segment. So be sure to tune in. But we have some awesome guests coming. And you will definitely want to hear about what we have planned.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much, Bree, for joining us. And I know how much time that you put into planning these events. The execution is phenomenal. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Everybody who comes to the mall, you know, I hear it all the time. People tell me how much they love our events that we do. Big credit to Bree Van Amelia. She's our marketing director. So definitely thank you, Bree, and we appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you. And for sure, to everybody listening, be sure to check out our events. It's a great way to, you know, meet people in the community and come together and do something fun here at the mall. And usually everything here we do is for free. So definitely check it out and make sure while you're shopping to give us a visit.
Yeah, and a reminder for our audience, you can see all of our upcoming events online at eastwoodmall.com. And, you know, you just click on the drop-down menu, you select events. You can also follow the Eastwood Mall Complex on social media. And if you're listening to us right now on iHeart, Apple, Spotify, or another audio-only platform, remember, you can also find the video version of this podcast on YouTube as well. You just heard Bree and I talking about Canstruction. Last year was the first ever design and build competition here at Eastwood Mall. We had 7 teams take part building structures out of canned goods and other food items, which were then donated to the Second Harvest Food Bank of the Mahoning Valley. Now, the theme for last year's event was Summer Bites, Building Joy, One Can at a Time. And altogether, the last year's teams donated over 8,000 cans to the food bank. So check out this short recap.
Well, it's a unique and creative way to help feed the hungry. The first ever Canstruction event took place at the Eastwood Mall, where several teams competed against each other, building sculptures out of canned goods.
Hi, my name is Kelsey from Boken Sons. We're making a hamburger, ketchup bottle, and mustard bottle with all any ingredients like corn, diced tomatoes, beans, anything to the colors that we're looking for, hamburger wise and everything.
Sure, Renee Fuller, and I am the director of development at the food bank. We are actually making our Apple logo, so hopefully that's what it's going to look like when we're done, because it's the apple with the heart in the center. But the whole Canstruction that we're doing here with 7 teams, already a success.
That brings us to our next guest. You just heard her speak a little bit in last year's Canstruction recap video. Now she's back to tell us all about this year's Canstruction event at Eastwood Mall. I'm talking, of course, about the Associate Director of the Second Harvest Food Bank of the Mahoning Valley, Renee Fuller. Thanks for coming, Renee.
You're welcome. I'm so excited about this year. You know, last year was our test year, and we all did the best that we could, us included. We had our own team, and to be honest, we failed at our first 2 attempts, and we learned as we went. And then we started basically creeping on the other teams and found out what some of their secrets were. So we're going to use those this year. But we're excited because we have 9 teams this year, so slowly building up. And 3 of those teams are brand new. So we're excited to have some new people attempt everything with us. And, you know, last year, as Johnny said, over 8,000 cans were donated. the big number in regards to that is that provided over 6,700 meals.
Wow.
So such an impact on something that was a lot of fun, really wasn't that difficult to do. And we're looking forward to this year, and we can't wait to see what everyone is actually going to do and who wins some of the awards.
Well, before we get into that, I want to go back a little bit and just talk about Canstruction. For anybody who's not familiar with Canstruction, can you give us a little background on Canstruction and how the food bank got involved with it?
Sure. It is basically a nationwide project that was started in 1992, and they named it Canstruction in order to bring more awareness and assistance to the food banks. So when companies and groups would get involved in building structures out of the cans, those would go back to the food banks to help provide food for their areas. We have always wanted to do it, and we just were never really able to participate. We have gone up and seen others at some other malls and looked at them, and we thought, okay. And we were actually contacted by the folks at the Cafaro Company in Eastwood Mall last year saying, would you like to do this? And I was like, oh my gosh, yes, this is a dream come true.
Yeah, we were so happy to host it here. It's, you know, fantastic event. And also, it gave something great for our shoppers to come in and look at these structures. They're so cool to look at, just something different for them. So it was a win-win for us to be involved, and we were so happy. You know, you and I both participated last year. So I was on Team Cafaro. You were on Team Second Harvest. Team Cafaro, we built a giant ice cream cone. It was pretty hard. We had, you know, a lot of cans involved. It was a great experience, just a great time. You guys were building your Apple logo from the Second Harvest Food Bank logo. You mentioned you failed a couple of times. What happened?
Well, and of course, it was right when the media was here filming. So I think we gave them some footage that they didn't even realize they were going to enjoy as much as they did. We had done a practice run at work, and we thought we had it figured out. So when we came here and we started stacking the cans and, you know, feeling all proud of ourselves, and it got up about waist high, and then we started seeing the cans sway, and we thought, oh no. And then moments later, they fell on the ground. So then we tried it again, and we made them a little bit more cans behind each can to kind of add to the structure and the soundness of it. And we got about that same height again, and the same thing happened, and they were on the ground. And then we looked around, and next to us was Pizza Joe's structure that was done on the ground. And we thought, there's something to this. It wants to be on the ground bad enough. So we gave up. We did it on the ground, and it took us hardly any time at all, and it was beautiful.
Yeah.
So who knew?
Yeah, it came out great. It all turned out well in the end. Last year, these things were on display for, you know, about a month. This year, all of the structures are going to be on display throughout the summer. So you have 3 months. They'll be in Center Court this year. You'll be able to check them out when you come to the mall during the summer. It'll be great. So we definitely invite everybody to come out and check it out. Renee, tell us about Build Day. When is it? And, you know, this year's theme, and what can folks expect?
Sure. This year's theme is games. And basically, Build Day is Friday, May 16th. And the teams will all be here. They can be here as early as, I believe, 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And they have pretty much all day until the mall closes. None of us were here that long, but we were worried about our own team being here for a long time because of our problems. But we pulled it together, and everyone was done in a very good amount of time. But the interesting thing was, is people were coming into the malls, and we're all in our own separate areas, roped off. You're allowed to have 5 people in the area at a time building, but you can switch off, which is very cool. But people were very curious as to what we were doing and trying to figure out what exactly is going on there. And then when we had the judging day, which is the day after, people that were here and had no idea what was going on, they started looking, and people would walk by the structures, and they were trying to figure out, A, what they were, and B, what they were made of. So we really were getting a nice amount of crowd watching between both days, because it is very interesting. So hopefully, if you don't get a chance to come out either of those days, you have plenty of time to come see everything and you would be amazed at what people can make out of cans.
So Renee mentioned that Judging Day is the day after the build day. So this year, Judging Day is on May 17th. That's a Saturday. So we invite everybody to come out and check those out, see what awards get awarded to the different structures. What exactly are the judges looking for when they go through the judging process?
Well, each of our judges, and we have three judges, and what they do is they have a score sheet that is provided from Canstruction that's very specific. So they basically have to look to see how well it's been designed, how well it's been put together as far as structurally and how sound it is, the colors, the use of the labels in those colors. And also like the amount of the cans, they're very interested to see how many were involved in each item. And then the ingredients, sometimes, you know, they're interested in seeing if the ingredients have anything to do with the theme. Mm-hmm. So that's another cool thing because we never really thought about that as much, but this year, stay tuned, we did.
So, well, that's interesting. Well, we know that the theme is games this year, right? Mm-hmm. So it'd be winning the battle against hunger. So think of different games and things of that nature is what people are going to be building. We mentioned that the builds will be on display throughout the summer. So our mall visitors can come in and check them out all summer long, but the mall visitors can also vote on their favorite structure. Now, at the end of the summer, we will count up all the votes from the People's Choice Award, and we will award that award to the winning team. So it's very cool. It's an extra kind of thing at the end of the summer to wrap up for our deconstruction. So all you have to do to vote on that is stop by the Customer Service Center in Center Court, drop your vote in the box for the People's Choice Award, and yeah, definitely come out, invite your friends, and make sure you guys vote. Where does this then, all of these cans, they come down, the deconstruction, explain the process then of what happens after that. So the teams will come in and they'll have to take down their structures, but then what?
That's the fun part because they come down a lot faster than they go up. And, you know, that's when you also see what everything was that was used to actually hold that structure together. The main thing as part of building the structure is that nothing is compromised as far as the food because it does come back to the food bank. So the labels can't be altered to the point where it would discard the label on the can. Because everything from the food bank has to go out with a label on it for food safety and allergy purposes. So when we get all of those back, and what we do in the meantime, as we're doing the deconstruction, each team will have their own tote. And when I say tote, picture the big bins that are at the stores with the watermelons in them. Mm-hmm. So each team will have a tote, maybe two, depending, to put all of their cans and or boxes inside, and we keep that separate because each one is weighed for each team as they come in to the food bank. So that way we can give them a donation receipt because that is all part of this. And it is very helpful to them as well as to us. And, you know, it's loaded on our truck. So once we get all of that back there, we get to see just how much each structure weighed. And then we can also say the weight of everything besides the amount of the cans. You know, everyone knows roughly how many cans went into their design. And then from that point, it goes into our repack room. And that's where all the magic happens at the food bank with our volunteers. They get to go through all of them and they make assorted boxes for our pantries. And the beautiful thing of it is these are things that people don't expect to see at a pantry and in larger quantities. So for example, last year your team had used pumpkin pie filling and some other pie fillings. Those are things that are so popular at a pantry, but normally we can't get them. So it's nice to have those different items that people aren't used to seeing, and it crosses something off someone's grocery list. So it's the element of surprise. So it's a win-win all the way around.
All right, Renee, tell us about any of the sponsors this year for Canstruction.
You know, we're so thankful to have these wonderful sponsors. We have presenting sponsors along with the Eastwood Mall, which is the Business Journal. And then we have media sponsors, which we also are so glad to have. And we have an MVP sponsor this year in Nightline Embroidery and Screen Print in Girard. So we're so thankful because these generous companies are also part of the reason why we can do this construction and also give a little hand to the teams in obtaining what they need to in order to make their structures.
Well, thank you to all of those companies involved, all of our sponsors. And thank you again, Renee Fuller, for joining us today. Before you get out of here, tell the folks how they can find out more about Second Harvest. Maybe they want to volunteer or even just donate. How do they find out more?
There are several ways. You're welcome to call us anytime. We're there Monday through Friday from 8 to 4:30. And our number is 330-792-5522. We can also point you in the direction of a pantry should you need any food assistance. You're welcome to go onto our Facebook page, and you'll just look for the Mahoning Valley Second Harvest, I believe is our tag on that. And then we also have our website, which is Second Harvest Food Bank of the Mahoning Valley. And you can find some other information on there, as well as a page about construction and some of the pictures from the past.
Yeah, so that address, that web address for their website is MahoningValleySecondHarvest.org. Now I'd like to welcome in our next guest on Eastwood Insider, one of our marketing interns about to graduate from Kent State University, Chloe Schultz. Chloe, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for joining us on our first ever podcast.
I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, so I mentioned that you're about to graduate from Kent State. What are you majoring in?
I am majoring in marketing, and I will be graduating in about 2 weeks with a bachelor's degree.
That is very exciting. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, for any other students and aspiring marketing interns here or marketing majors, tell us, what can they expect out of a marketing internship, not only at Eastwood Mall, but Cafaro?
I think in the marketing department at the mall and at Cafaro, you can expect the unexpected. It's different every single day. That's one of the things that I love about it here. You never know if you're going to be planning an event, hosting an event, social media, and now we're doing a podcast. So it's just something new every day. It's really cool.
It really is. You know, you have to be a jack of all trades and just be ready for anything, right?
Yeah.
It's a people-facing business, the mall business. We have a lot of customers. Different things pop up all the time, whether you're dealing with a tenant, a customer, maybe there's an event going on, something fun. There's always so much to do here. So we do highly encourage any students out there getting close to, graduation, definitely reach out, see what internship opportunities are available. At the Eastwood Mall, we're always happy to have you here. And Chloe, you really kind of set the bar. You and Aiden Kavanaugh, he's our other marketing intern this semester. You guys have been really great. We appreciate everything you've done for us. And of course, Chloe's not going anywhere after graduation. She's actually coming back full time with us at the Eastwood Mall. She's going to be our assistant marketing director. Congratulations on
that, Chloe. Thank you. I'm very excited for the next step. It's definitely scary graduating and not knowing what your life is going to look like after it being the same routine for the past 4 years. But it's really awesome knowing that I have a place to call home here. So, yeah,
and you're a local girl too, right? You grew up here in the Mahoning Valley?
I did. I grew up in Youngstown, Ohio. So
yeah, so this is your home mall. So very, very excited for that. Looking back at your time as a marketing intern here, what would you say was the most fun that you had?
I would say the most fun that I have here is planning events that we have at the mall. We've done things such as like pet costume contests. We do bingo. Like everything about it is just so fun and exciting. And that has to be my favorite part. It just keeps it exciting and something new every day, like I had just talked about.
So we talked to Bree earlier, our marketing director here at Eastwood, and the events are something I think that separates Eastwood Mall from some of the competition. Sure. We are always holding great events here at Eastwood, largely in part to Bree and Chloe and Aiden and our whole marketing team that really puts it all together. So, you know, congratulations on everything you guys have done.
Thank you.
Keep it up. We're really excited to keep moving forward. So I mentioned that Chloe's coming on as our assistant marketing director full-time. She's also going to be featured more heavily here on the Eastwood Insider podcast. So you have a segment starting next month that we're going to introduce called Exploring Eastwood. What can folks expect from that segment?
Yeah, so I don't want to spoil too much about it, but basically my goal of the segment is to make myself like a shopper at the mall. So we're going to go check out tons of different stores that we have here, see what they have to offer, meet their team, interview them a little bit, and just kind of like take you along in the day and the life of like a shopper at the mall and what you can expect at these awesome stores that we have.
Yeah. So each Exploring Eastwood segment that Chloe's going to do for the podcast is really going to focus on a different aspect of life here on the complex, right? So there's either going to be something with shop, dine, stay, or play. So whether she's at one of our restaurants or the amazing hotels here on the complex, you know, shopping, the entertainment side, it's always going to be something fun. I'm very much looking forward to that.
I am too. I'm excited to really show people that this isn't just a shopping mall for a place to shop. You can spend an entire day or even an entire weekend here. So I'm excited to showcase that and just like explain and tell everyone what it's all about.
Awesome. Well, we very much look forward to it. And thank you so much, Chloe, for being a part of the first ever Eastwood Insider podcast.
Yeah, I'm super happy to be here and looking forward to what we can do with this.
All right, everyone, that about wraps it up for the inaugural episode of Eastwood Insider. Depending on where you're watching or listening to us right now, be sure to like, subscribe, and follow along. We'll have new episodes out the first of every month. And please, if you enjoyed the show, leave us a review. It goes a long way in helping new people find this podcast. So thank you very much. And on behalf of everyone here at the Eastwood Mall, I'm Johnny Ciccatelli. Thank you for tuning in to Eastwood Insider. See you next month.